TR Mobile.
Houston Tom, N0TR, N4ZLK.
Radio down, it's rather a 1-6, Shane. Boy, it's a hot one out here this afternoon. How's your day going, buddy?
My day was going great. Had a dentist appointment, everything went well. Just a checkup and a cleaning, and then my oldest daughter that was just married recently took me out to lunch for Father's Day. And now I'm headed home. My day is going to get a little worse because I got to climb up on the roof and replace a piece of trim. I got a lot of it done yesterday, and it was hot up there yesterday.
I think I'd wait till evening, Shane. Looks like the clouds are building, and it'll give you some shade anyways. You never know at our age, you're getting out in that heat. It's really, really stressful. The air just sucks today, put it that way, for us guys with a little bit of heart trouble here. But you be careful, and you can actually get burned on them shingles up there if you got to crawl on them suckers.
Yesterday, I've done a little roofing off and on through my life and construction early on years ago. And, you know, most of my life I've done most of my repairs, what I can. We're having the house painted, and we had it roofed a few weeks ago, and there's a dormer that had some trim pieces that needed to be replaced, and I thought we had talked about it, but apparently, I guess we didn't. The roofer replaced a couple of pieces of fascia, but I just thought, oh, I'll just go ahead and do it myself, and I had to replace the siding on one side of the dormer, that hardy board siding, and, you know, by yourself, going up the ladder, tying up to a rope, pulling yourself up a little bit and hanging on while you're trying to do all that, it can be time consuming. My youngest son ended up coming over yesterday afternoon, and he helped me, and it really really went by quick after that. But I had one piece of trim that I didn't have enough. I miscalculated what I needed, and I was short by 3 inches on the leftover piece, so I had to buy another piece, and I have the measurements. All I gotta do is cut it and then climb up there and tack it in place, and I'll be good.
My grandson's come over and helped us with the chicken house the other day, and yesterday we went off the lake, and I gave him his graduation present, and I told him, I said, you owe me now. I said, you put on 4 sheets of that galvanized corrugated tin. I said, now you got to put on 4 the front one. You know, the chicken houses are divided into two. He said, no problem, Grandpa. And the other grandson got done reading his technician book and is going to take the tests on the net. And if he does good, well, we'll get him down and get his license. He's an odd little character, Shane. He is, wow, just absolutely straight A's. He made 1B this time in Spanish, and, man, he was upset about that. But he takes really, really hard courses, biology, honors class, and things like that, and mathematics. But he's, I'll just say odd. He's very, very introverted and quiet, but is great in all other respects. But I don't think I'll ever get him on the radio, hardly ever. But I kind of bribed him to get his license. And maybe I actually bought a general class license book. I'm going to give him. But I don't, he's not one you want to force, you know. And but I told him that I'll help him out a little bit if he, monetarily, if he passes those tests. And I don't think he got the job. He put in for a job at Texas Roadhouse because he really likes cooking and that. At his age, he's 15. And he's a real weird eater. He likes pasta and stuff like that. He'll eat pasta just, you know, without the flavoring on it. But I can't say enough good things about him. He's a great kid. The older one's just the opposite. He's just a good old boy like me and you, you know. Likes to work on cars and things of that nature. But I'm just tickled to death he's going to do that. I think it's the third Saturday of that month, isn't it?
It's always been. I don't think it's changed. Third Saturday of the month. Third Saturday of the month down at the Red Cross building, if that's where you're looking at. Well, I hope it goes well. And you never know, this might draw him out of his shell a little bit. Or he might get into that, your nemesis on the ham radio might get into that digital stuff. Sounds like that'd be a good option for him.
Well, that's what I told him. And, you know, I don't care for it. But I don't make the rules. And I just kind of got used to it. When they dropped CW, I virtually stopped for 3 years. And I thought, well, that's just my loss. And Tom Rouse don't make up the rules. So I started getting back into my Morse code. But it's the hard-headed German that come out in me. But I was wrong. Yeah, it's starting to pick up a little wind and getting cloudy up here. Well, I'm at the... for the second time, I'm at Fisher's Orchard, and I'm going to pick up some peaches right quick. My nephew up in Boston is a medical scientist, and he's out of the country a lot. So I texted him. Naturally, he didn't text me until after we got home and got settled down and watched a little Gunsmoke. Well, he'll be there except on Friday, so we got to get these peaches down to FedEx before 4 o'clock. Well, that wind is picking up like a storm's coming, but I don't see anything. But he was always a good farm kid, come home and help his grandma bale hay and all that. So I don't care if he is a high roller. We're sending peaches every year. and a Democrat. But you know what? I don't care what he is. He's our nephew. Anyway, take care, Shannon. I'll catch you later, and you have a safe day. I talked to Terry this morning. He said he knew you very well. I forget the call. KR4ACR, I think it is. 73, Shane. Catch you later. It's Enduro TR.
Buy an extra peach and eat one for me. That sounds good. Yeah, Terry's a good guy. I've talked to him several times. I hope to meet him one day. You have a good day. And say hello to Bernice, and we'll talk to you later. And there's a couple little rainstorms, thunderstorms. One of them's going south of my house, but I'll probably end up driving through it on the way home. It's over here in north of Traveler's Rest, and it's headed northeast, so might be headed up that way. We'll talk to you later. N0TR, N4ZLK.